in the death as the last few corpses lay rotting on the slimy thoroughfare. The shutters lifted an ancient temperance building high on Poacher's Hill, and red mutant eyes gazed down on Hunger City. No more big wheels. Fleas the size of rats sucked on rats the size of cats, and 10,000 peopleoids split into small tribes, coveting the highest of the sterile skyscrapers like packs of dogs assaulting the glass fronts of Lovely Avenue, ripping and re-wrapping mink and shiny silver frocks, now neck warmers, family badge of sapphire and cracked emerald. The gear of the diamond dogs.
This ain't rock and roll!
Thank you. thou hast ordained. What is man that thou art mindful of him?
pass between the sky and the moon is a vivid dark line. Actually, I think the best way to describe this area is a vastness of black and white. Absolutely no color. Rather forbidding, promoting expanse of blackness with no stars visible when we're flying over the Earth, over the moon in daylight. And one of the amazing features of the surface is the roundness of most of the craters. It seems that most of them have a round mound type appearance instead of sharp, jagged rocks. Only the very newest features have any sharp definition to them. And eventually they get eroded down by the constant bombardment of small and meteorites. We are now approaching lunar sunrise. And for all the people back on Earth, the crew of Apollo 8 has a message that we would like to send to you. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Thank you.
Thank you.